This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
CFAP Round 2 is underway, and there are some significant differences with the first coronavirus food assistance program. That, according to Sandy Chalmers, Wisconsin State Executive Director of the Wisconsin State Farm Service Agency.
First round of CFAP looked at that early window, that initial impact of COVID on ag markets, and we looked at a price decline from mid-January to mid-April. The second round looks at a much longer window, price declines from mid-January to the end of July. When you step back and take that much longer view of COVID on its impact on ag markets, you're obviously going to have many, many more commodities impacted. And, you know, whether it's surplus production, uncertainty in markets, with dairy and specialty crops in particular, you know, that uncertainty really takes a toll. But I would say almost every ag commodity you can think of is included in the second round.
She says the deadline for producers to apply is December 11th.
Just to remind everyone, CFAP is not a first-come, first-serve program, and we had a lot of questions about that with the first round. USDA is very confident that we have sufficient funding to cover everybody who's eligible for the program, so everybody will receive their payment. We've already been receiving many, many applications, so a pretty quick and easy process. We have three basic categories, and you'll see how the dairy sector fits in. The first is a sales commodity group that includes specialty crops, tobacco, aquaculture, nursery crops. And that uses a sales-based approach where the payment is based on a percentage of your 2019 sales. So we're giving you the benefit of a full year of sales and basing your payment on a percentage of that. Some of our dairy producers may have sweet corn contracts, things like that. Those vegetable, fruits, nut crops all fall into that sales-based category or bucket. The second category is price trigger, and that's for crops that met a minimum 5% or more price decline from that January to end of July window. That includes most row crops, livestock, and milk production, dairy. And then the third category is a flat rate row crop, and these are crops that don't meet the 5% price decline trigger, or we couldn't come up with data to support a price decline. And alfalfa and oats are included in that category. That's a flat $15 an acre payment rate. And alfalfa is an example of a commodity where there were regional differences. And obviously, an individual who sells to individual dairies may be impacted differently than somebody who exports to China or something like that. So that's a flat $15 an acre payment. Again, farmers.gov/CFAP is the place to go for information about this program. It's farmer-facing, farmer-friendly, really everything's in layman's terms to make it an easy application process. There's an application you can download, fill out, and apply. We have the application generator, again, that kind of, it's an Excel spreadsheet that walks you through what you need to put in your application. So super simple. As always, don't hesitate to reach out to your local FSA office. I mean, they expect your call. The producer gives the office a call when they pull into the parking lot, and the employee runs out with a mask on and a pen, and, you know, we just do the business that way. So, again, what we saw with CFAP 1 and what we're currently seeing with CFAP 2, it's a farmer-friendly application process. It's going relatively smoothly, and we're just trying to make it as easy as possible so we can get you the assistance that you need right now.
That's Sandy Chalmers, Wisconsin State Executive Director of the Wisconsin State Farm Service Agency, on a recent Dairy Signal webcast on PDPW that you can hear in its entirety at pdpw.org. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.